The known scientific name for the Asiatic elephant is Elephas maximus. Fascinating, yet unpredictable. This next hour strives to be just that. The Elephas Hour. Hello, and welcome back to the Elephas Hour. I'm your host, Zachary Williams, and this is officially the third week and officially the third story into this audio drama podcast. Now, if you're on social media, you may have looked up my podcast on one of the search social media things. I don't know, like Twitter, Facebook. Well, I'm on Twitter, but you may have looked it up and seen that I haven't really posted anything in regards to the actual podcast. That's going to change soon, hopefully sometime after this episode comes out. Hopefully you'll be able to see updates on new episodes, maybe teasers, that sort of thing. I don't know why I'm not active on social media. I think it's like some sort of, I mean, this is my first tweet. That would be my first tweet, the first one I've sent out in ever, I guess. So you gotta be careful about those sort of things, I think. But anyway, besides social media, also, apparently, I am now on Spotify, if you want to check that out. I sent a request there. I believe I am on there, but I have to check and see for myself. But I believe I am on Spotify. Anyway, enough about business. Let's talk about what's next, I guess. Thanksgiving, I believe, is 2 or 3 days away. And December is not far behind, so all the holiday cheer and spirit might be swirling around your brain trying to figure out what gifts to give everybody. And I am currently formulating a story that may or may not revolve around Christmas. I have 3 potential stories lined up. I have one that I definitely want to do starting next year, in January. And that's probably going to be a 2-parter, actually. But for the remainder of this year, the three stories I have planned, one of them's not Christmas related, the other two kind of take place around Christmas, sort of have that Christmassy feel. But yeah, that's all the information I'm gonna give out. You're just gonna have to wait and see. Anyway, let's get into this week's episode. Before I even began this podcast, I've kind of had this character and this story in mind for, I don't know, since 2 years, last year, I don't know. It's very interesting to the other characters I've played before, because this one has a good deal of complexity, I would say. This character has kind of a murky moral compass. It's a bit unclear, not so much to this character's motivations, but just the character's sense of right and wrong. And I feel like that's a very interesting character to write about and to portray. And what this character's morality kind of revolves around is the idea of using involuntary or completely voluntary, you have to decide, temptation, compulsion to do something that is what we would perceive as morally wrong. I think this character understands it, but at the same time is unable to resist it. This compulsion, I guess, kind of smacks of addiction a little bit. The thing that kind of becomes a bit dangerous as to, besides following the addiction blindly, and the character's not necessarily, they're not really questioning it. They are questioning it, but at the same time, they don't want to question it. In fact, they justify it and call it a bit of a uniqueness. And the thought of, trying to justify it for good or for bad as an excuse to do what we want, is that really a good lifestyle? Is that really good for us if we try to justify our potential addictions to whatever, be it drugs or food, whatever it is, and just try to call it a weakness or just a little habitual something, and not any kind of diminishing it when in fact is growing inside you as you're justifying it. And so those are some of the themes I had in mind for this story, which is titled The Beautiful Things. Now, this story is set in England again, but this time it definitely has more of a present-day setting. So, I'm gonna get out of the way and let you sit back and enjoy The Beautiful Things. Welcome to the Duchovny Museum. Thank you for taking a minute to pick up this souvenir map and guide. If this is your first visit here, this guide will hopefully prove a helpful resource during your time here. Well then, what can you tell me? There's the map. Signature collection, Asian wing, cafe. No historical info. There's some blurbs here and there, it's not a total loss. Where's... There you are. There's a Mon Diamond Orb. Found in the late 19th century, preserved in various encasements. It is completely see-through, 2 feet long, spherical, hence calling it an orb, though many choose to simply call it a Mon Diamond. Remarkable durability. Currently in restoration phase. Not much to see under the sun or on the sidewalk after gazing at that. Oh, never mind. Sorry, Asian wing again. I'm sorry. So sorry.
I think you dropped something.
Oh, thank you. I did drop that. Silly.
Are you going to the Duchovny?
Yes. Actually, I work there as a docent. I was just rereading
right,
bits
well,
of
I best
this
be on my way.
Oh, yes. Yes. Thanks again. Adieu. Did you part in sweet sorrow? She might miss you, you know. But I'll love you. Right before the workday, too. Not bad. And it's just across the street. Done the scan. Let me in.
Hey, Nora. 20 minutes to opening.
Cutting it close, I know.
Oh, Nora. I wanted to catch you before you headed upstairs. Actually, Sam did.
I'm not sure if that's better or not.
What?
Being asked after by a security guard or the guy who's working on the modern... whatever he's doing. Do you know Harry?
Video innovation. But don't take my word for it. My string of pearls. Are they for tonight?
Maybe. And when did you start looking at people's pockets?
Oh, let me think.
That wasn't a serious question. Should it have been?
I've never had to, but... you know, Lost and Found's become a very popular place recently. People have been losing little things here and there. The odd watch, phone. Some claims haven't shown up at all at the box at the front desk.
Why are you asking me?
Just thought you'd like to know. Also, I just started looking today. But maybe I should have started, I don't know, 4 years ago.
Start what 4 years ago?
Harry's looking at people's rear ends, seeing if anything falls out.
Oh. 4 years. Isn't that when you came to work here or something?
Why, yes! That is quite a coincidence, wouldn't you say, Sam?
What the... Okay, it's back up. Dad is saved, we're saved.
What is this, Sam? Some sort of video project?
Video art. That's the working title, anyway. I'm assuming you've noticed the construction in the signature corner, and then putting up those huge screens on the walls.
Yes.
Those screens interconnect a feed leading to a camera in a makeshift studio down here. that allows live video to stream to the screens. Now, these screens are on every wall in that room, so it's all immersive for the guests. There are opportunities for live performances, demonstrations. We've currently just got a few video loops, though.
And is it ready?
Now it is. It had to be up for the bloody gala. The things you can do nowadays.
Maddening, isn't it? I hope your ultra-modernity saves us the pennies of installing it.
I promise you, Mrs. Wolf, it will be worth it.
Start by showing it off tonight. My fellow patrons will want to see it too. Nora, I think you're the last docent to get familiar with this system, but better late than never. The more everyone is informed, the less mishaps we'll have. I couldn't agree more. Of course, something already had to go wrong. I've lost my new brooch. It cost at least £70. God knows I can't replace it. Have you checked the lost and found box?
No, that's stupid. I just lost it yesterday.
Well, I looked, and while they didn't look rather expensive, I've seen a few brooches like this in a few high-end store windows. Soft charcoal, I think. Well, that's some change saved. Good spotting, Nora. That was fortunate, really. Someone could have sold it for more. Or less. God forbid.
Well, places, everyone. We close early, remember?
Yeah, you guys can clear off.
I'm just looking at the system, Sam. Ins and outs of here. So that's where the restoration room is.
I never knew soft charcoal could sell. Not just asphalt. The brooch wasn't lost and found.
That's right.
Decent of you to keep it for the night, wasn't it?
I do try to be decent. I try. See you later, boys.
Thank you for coming, thank you. Please enjoy the food, champagne, look around. The late Renaissance area has a new addition. Mr. Quin Air, if I'm correct.
Oh, yes. Don't believe I've had the pleasure, Miss...
Mrs. Tina Wolf, one of the head patrons here at the Tecumseh.
I've thought of becoming a patron myself, but after all, I've got my own puny little collection to worry about. But I must say, the array of items you have here is quite splendid. Enough to rival any major museum. Well, but this is a major museum, isn't it?
On its way, sir.
I do believe my granddaughter, Nora, works here.
Yes, she... Oh, Nora. Ah, Mrs. Wolf. Grandfather. Hi. Enjoying the gala?
Indeed, though it's more of a pleasure to see you, honestly. It's been a while.
If you'll excuse me.
May I borrow you for a little longer, Mrs. Wolf? Terribly sorry. Lovely to see you, Nora.
Well, look who's standing guard over the jewels and gems. Having fun.
Are you?
The champagne helps. Oh, it does.
I'm glad. But unlike you, I didn't get an invite to leave work.
I have to answer questions on and off here too. I'll just put in a correction. You'd think people who spend money on this know what they're spending it on. Oh, sod it. Dry already. And you're dry enough.
I know.
It's sad, Harry. This museum has a splendid ton of art. Pressed and carved to satisfaction. Made to gaze at with wonder. And those people just pretend to, so they can hide from another conversation.
That makes sense.
Why do they even come, then? They can just gad about in their own homes, you know? And not in the object's space.
Nora, about that lost and found box. Most of the stuff that's been found there happened to be keychains and hairpins, not watches and brooches.
Well, my bad.
But there have been reports of those things missing. I wonder, do they just never find their way there?
I don't know.
Why are you asking me?
Doesn't make sense, does it? You're not behind the main desk, so you wouldn't get reports. But you do interact with people. I just want to know how closely.
Me? Me? Oh my gosh. Are you accusing me, Harry?
Nora.
Do you know, there wouldn't be any complaints if visitors kept better track of their valuables. Or better yet, just not bringing those things at all. But they do, don't they? They do. I don't have to see it, or go in their pockets, as you say. I see them every day, Harry. Do you know what that says about them? Do you? Do you? It says to me that those art lovers, that those field trippers, those dragged alongs don't give a rat's nog about what they put in their pockets or around their necks. It could just be an expensive present or something they just put on so their partners could rip it off later that night. What they have could be art. What they have could be beauty. Cheap maybe, but still. I say, if they lose those things they're given, they deserve it. It's only fair. If you can't appreciate beauty anywhere, then you do not deserve to have it.
Very nicely put, Miss Eyre. That's a sentiment we all should consider, I think. No wonder we hired you here. I think we need more canapes. Anyone who knows where that guy is, tell me.
Goodbye, Harry.
I always wondered why you never tried out for theatre. It seems to be up your alley.
They don't serve champagne until after the performance, Grandad.
Nora, are you doing anything after this is over?
Getting sacked.
After a performance like that? Nonsense. But could we arrange a visit? Maybe.
Sorry. Everything's a bit cluttered in here. I don't really have people over.
Oh, it's fine. A bit cluttered. Looks as though you're chief organizer here. All of these knick-knacks and cubby holes.
They're just rubbish souvenirs.
Rubbish souvenirs don't glint, my dear. Or are genuine marble, either. That's what that one statuette is, I'm guessing.
Which one?
Furthest right hole in the middle row below that frighteningly intricate wire thingamy and above the onyx necklace.
Imitation, actually, but a rather good one.
A bit of a hoarder. Not unlike your father.
No. No, it is unlike. I'm unlike anyone.
True enough. Where do you happen to collect this stuff?
Anywhere. If you know where to look.
Or have light fingers?
Probably. But Mum and Dad taught me better. If I ever tried something like that, they'd bawl me out.
Then you're self-taught, Nora? I'm assuming at least half of these things are ones you nicked. I don't know where, but I...
Grandad, this is the second time I've been accused of that today. And frankly, I don't enjoy it.
But it's true, isn't it? You've got the family trait.
Family trait?
Compulsive thievery. You see an object you desire. You feel an urge to steal it for yourself. And you can't resist. You try. You do try. But you can't. I know. Nora, I know. I have it too.
If it was in the family, do you think they'd keep forcing me to get it out? It's all me.
Why do I have it? What is that that could compel you or me, really? It's like a burning. A nagging in my brain that makes me... But is it me? I call myself saving these little baubles. Things that, for the most part, have more value than their owners know. But... what is it? Is it a lust or greed for things we can't have? But we can, we just have to take them. But that's wrong. Maybe it's a mental condition.
No, no, no. I know what it is. We're unique. You're unique.
But I don't understand.
Why try to? You are who you are.
Does that include under-the-radar deals? I do barter some of these things with guys who've got black market connections.
And money?
And money. I need rent.
Now, when you say under-the-radar, can I assume that means you know your ways in and out of places?
I meant just not being noticed by the police.
So, you wouldn't know anything as such about the Duchovny?
Why do you ask?
I'd imagine their security system isn't too different from the British Museum's, where I used to work at, if you didn't know. If it is, it shouldn't be too hard to head down there in the middle of the night, and...
Granddad, if you're thinking what I think you're thinking, if you could pull it off, I'd be impressed. What are you after?
A nice jade basin caught my eye. One of the first made in China during the year 3500. If I could just... I know a place it'd be better kept.
Well, it's got some respect here, and it's not the first.
All the same.
You'd steal it.
I'd think so. Livings cost a pretty penny nowadays. Of course, I'd share the earnings with a willing assistant. Surely... surely there's something in there you'd like to have. Something you want to free for yourself.
I work there, for goodness sake.
Would you tell them? Would you tell them what I told you?
Granddad, I can't just...
You can't change who you are. They won't see what you see. They don't think like us. And like you said, they don't deserve what they have.
Give me a time, and I'll give you my answer then.
Well, soon. Very soon. Even if you don't come, Nora, you'll see. You know I'm right.
Sorry to interrupt. But I believe it just might be true that there'll be a rather noisy buzz in the air if you stand too close to the paintings.
Oh, right, sorry. Touchy. This is the signature gallery, right? This is the best you have of the lot.
That's a bit subjective, I'm afraid. But yes, this is the signature gallery.
Interesting. I don't recognize a few of these paintings, definitely not the little sculptures.
Feel free to explore. I'll be on hand if you want me to explain a particular something.
What's that green bowl over there?
That would be our jade basin from ancient China dating around 3500. The little reliefs on the side were meant to show the grandeur of the Emperor's army. Symbolic? Easy to open to the imagination?
Yeah, but I bet they've got something like that at Lucky's Takeout.
Modeled, possibly, but not an original. Not like this.
It's just a bowl. Maybe we should go to American Art next. Let me check the map.
Just a bowl. Just a bowl.
Good job coming here. I was afraid you'd put your hand through the glass case.
It's mad, Harry. It's mad how many people like that walk through here to see what do they come to see. If an ancient... intricate vessel from another time is
just a bowl. Why are they here? Why?
Why? Probably to see Sam's video exhibit here.
Rubbish.
Why not? It's ultra-modern. They could understand that kind of presentation a bit more. It's not old.
That doesn't mean anything.
If they wanted something from here, if they could pick one thing, why nab a green washing bowl? Unless you know.
Do you feel good saying that out loud? Are you trying to get back at me?
If I can trust you, maybe I wouldn't have to. Let's break. I'm off. That's not an invitation, you know. Would you like a table, ma'am?
Well, I'm supposed to meet Mr. Aiden. Does he have a table already?
Oh, yes. This way. He's just there, in the back left.
Thank you. Mr. Aiden?
Hmm?
See, that's how I can tell you haven't used a last name before. If you don't remember it, if someone says it.
Who says I don't remember it? I just don't like it. Sit down, please.
I don't know, Brachus Aiden.
See, that's why I have to keep changing it. Work did go well.
Same as usual. The same.
But there's a but.
Someone might be getting suspicious, that's all.
About?
It's just a bit of nonsense about the lost and found. Nothing big. Although, never mind, it's someone else's big robbery plan. It is. Someone might be planning to rob an actual asset at the Duchovny. Or not. Not me.
That just puts the market value here in a risky place. All my stuff to trade, it can't be just that, you know. You'll have to take cash.
Don't worry. The stuff I bring is from my own collection. How much for this?
You're sure that's the real thing? Real pearls?
I'd swear 90%.
Keep it for now. But I want to know more about this guy who's going to rob the Duchovny. You know him?
A little. I think we both have the same condition.
Your condition?
It's hard deducing what it is. It's something like this in the hands of someone else, and not in ours. Why do we have to try and nab it?
Well, that's easy. You're greedy. You both are.
No.
Yes. No. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Nothing is enough for you. Nothing satisfies you. No matter how many things you grab. I've seen it before.
I'm sure.
Well, I've no use for old baubles myself. I just like changing hands with loot.
Speaking of, whatever happened to that cobalt urn I was asking for?
What now?
You said you could trade it for something of equal value.
I was thinking money-wise.
This is money. I swear you'll get a good price for it. Do you have the urn?
Oh. Now I remember. I remember you asking about it. I did keep it in reserve, but someone did make me a better offer.
Better?
Better.
Playing cards? A deck of playing cards?
Yes. They're the money makers you see at the tables. And I'm not too bad of a player myself, you see. So, I think it was a good trade.
You exchanged a priceless urn for playing cards.
An expensive urn. Cards on the table. It's all the same to me. One's more fun. Would you like to play?
That's what you sent me, Grandad.
gloves. I guess they're untraceable. At 11 p.m. I'll turn off the security cams. Meet me 5 minutes after if you're still into this. Call ahead if there's anything I need to know. It's tomorrow. Even if he could do it. Bast. What's the difference of lifting from a pocket and actual robbery? Both are actual, but nothing you wouldn't like to take. Of course there's things. All alarmed, all watched. How much does Grandad know? He must know Harry doesn't have night hours. Nobody's there. Nobody's guarding the Lamont Diamond. It's only decent to let it stay. But removing it, gems, my little objects. Aren't you happy here, under careful watch and love? You're where you deserve. I freed you. You're mine. Mine. Hello. Listen, there's something you should know.
Now, can't forget you. Even if the other alarm's off. There. Now, I'm sorry about that. We're quite alone now, except for these massive TV screens. But we can get in a good show later, can't we? Oh, Nora, if only you were here. Poor girl. Poor Sam.
Hi, Grandad.
What the?
I hope I didn't scare you just now. This is a new piece of technology by the Duchovny. Real-time immersive video screening.
Huh.
Cool, isn't it? Now, originally, all the screens would be here in our signature collection space.
No, Nora, is this a joke? It's not funny.
But there have been experiments to make the experience even more immersive. So there's at least one in nearly every area. That is pretty recent, though. I wouldn't go too far with that basin, even if you've gloves on.
What do you want?
Look, the thing is, I've been thinking over our past conversation, and I guess you were right. It's hard to change what you desire. That's what you're dependent on. It makes you a sort of addict, doesn't it? You're addicted to the want in your mind. You think you need it, just like you think you need that basin. That's one thought. Another thought is for the people who made that basin, and the people who bought it or however else they acquired it. I'd hoped honestly, I don't know. But I do know they'd be rather hurt to see it gone. Or if someone had made the trip to see it, they'd probably feel the same way. I don't want to hurt anyone. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Thanks for listening, and hopefully by now I'll have found out where you are.
What?
Well, it worked, didn't it?
Very clever. Whose side are you on, anyway? Your fault.
That's the European continent. So beautiful.
I wasn't wrong then.
I don't know. Leave the basin, please.
Leave without it? No.
Stop! Drop the antique.
Then, darling, I'd like my basin back. You've even got those gloves on like me. You're welcome. I'm sorry for this. Really, I am. Stop! Hands over your head! And farewell, conquest. Anything broken, miss? Oh, no. Just my heart. If anyone cares. So, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
I suppose it must have been hard, reporting your own grandfather.
I just did it. He got caught. Justice was served. What else is there? It really was fun working with the video. Hard getting through the speech, though.
After, you know, I don't believe it.
Well, that wasn't prepared. I think I'll get a good sleep in after this.
Actually, have you got a moment? There's something I'd like to do just now.
What is it?
In here.
Harry? That's the restoration room.
I know. You coming?
What? That's the Lamont Island.
That's the main object they're working on just now, I've been told.
It's more beautiful than I imagined. All spherical. Completely transparent. Light shining through from every angle. How can this even exist?
Would you like to examine it?
Me?
You'll have to put these gloves on, though. That was the deal.
You've any idea how long I've waited to hold this?
Yeah. I think I'll head off now.
You're leaving?
Yes. I'll leave the door open. When it closes, the security system will go back on, so make sure you close it.
Right. Good night.
Good night, Nora.
You beautiful.
Nora. Hello.
Hello, Harry.
Not enjoying your own gala?
No, I... Why, it's not raining.
Is it because it's a dry one?
Possibly. That and Grandad just got sentenced today. Makes me feel less of a hero than I already do. Harry, about leaving me with the diamond last night. Why did you do that?
I figured I could trust you.
I see.
I guess you should know. I'm leaving soon. Not because of that.
No. It's me, though, isn't it? Isn't it? Right. Nora, I think now's an appropriate time for the speech. Come on.
Goodbye, Nora.
Excuse me. If I could have your attention for a moment. Tonight, I'd like to introduce the guest of honor of our gala. A hero who stopped a terrible robbery. And our lead docent, Nora Eyre. Ladies and gentlemen, if you happened to attend the last gala held here recently, you may have heard me give out the remark, aided by some bloody good champagne, that people who can't appreciate beauty don't deserve to have it. I do think that still holds true. I'm not an artist, but do you have to be to blurt that out? You could just call yourself a misunderstood genius, potential, special case, whatever. But is that a truth? Or is it just an excuse you use for your future? Your refusal to actually examine yourself? Is that appreciation? Or does it get rid of any beautiful thing for anybody? I couldn't do that because it stopped me. And I want them all. Thank you. You've been listening to The Beautiful Things on The Elephas Hour. If you like this episode and or want to hear more, feel free to subscribe and comment below. The Beautiful Things was written, directed, and produced by Zachary Williams, who also created the music and acted out the story. Tune in 3 weeks for the last story of 2019 in December, which may or may not have something to do with Christmas, on The Elephas Hour.